Continuation of Radharasudaniti class, 64 arts we were discussing. One, Gita, art of singing, composing songs, and articulating different melodies, notes, accents, and meters, chandas, raga, tal, etc. Two, Vadya, the art of playing four types of musical instruments, wind, strings, percussion, and metallic cymbals. In other words, flute, veena, pakawaj, or drums, and kartals, to give an example. Nritya, the art of dancing and moving the limbs in various symbolic expressions, which means mudra. It includes dancing with different rhythms, songs, and melodies. This is all nritya. It's a very, you know, extensive description here in this book. It seems if you only knew one of these arts, if you only know one of these arts well and expertly in this material world, you'll be rich. If you only know how to play the flute, you'll become Hari Prasad Charasya, and you'll become rich. I know a friend that served in his house. He eats on solid gold plates. He has someone donated a gold murti of him, of gold. He has so much honor, respect, and wealth for his talent, music. And we're only at number four. Number four, Natya. Art of writing theatrical dramas. Alekya, art of drawing, calligraphy, and painting pictures. It includes all forms of pictures, from simple village arts up to the highest professional stage of masterful painting. If you don't trust that, one art, you're a great painter. Even just a devotee painter, you'll have kub paisa. Vishesh kachedya, the art of painting the face and body with various dots and designs of colored unguents and cosmetics. Well, apparently a lot of the pujaris here in Vrindavan, they know this art very well. Go to Damodara Mandir or Shamsundar Mandir in Vrindavan or in Ramanreti, especially, and you'll see amazing paintings. Amazing. That's six. Seven, Tandul Kusuma Bali Vikar, the art of preparing auspicious offerings for worship with rice and flowers, including making of paintings on the floor or ground with a liquid paste of rice flour. Rangoli. Pushpastarana. The art of making comfortable resting places by spreading flowers on the ground. We call flower bed. That's a very necessary art in Radha Krishna's Madhura Leela. Nine, Dashana Vasananga Rag. The art of coloring the teeth. You see nowadays people, these hippie people and cool people, they paint diamonds on their teeth or they paint stars on their teeth. And different... things like this, can't imagine. I mean, it comes off. It's some kind of washable dyes. But the art of coloring the teeth, of dyeing clothing and bodily limbs with cosmetics like saffron. 10. Mani Bhumika Karma, the art of inlaying floors, courtyards, and pathways with colorful mosaics of precious jewels. Shaya Rachan, the art of preparing different types of beds, complete with carpets, cushions, pillows, cloth coverings, and decorations like tassels. How many do you know? 12. Udaka Vadya, the art of making music, in water. The cupped palms splash downward to produce a thumping sound of kettle drums. Boop, boop, boop. or the hand splashes sideways back and forth to simulate cymbals. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. You can do a kirtan. Next time you go to Mayapur, you know, a joyful spirit, and go in the Ganga and have a kirtan. Get four or five Mardanga players. You know, ta ta, boom, boom, boom. 16 Kartal players like Ratiyatra. People say, what's that kirtan coming from the Ganga? Literally coming from the Ganga. Because that phrase in English, coming from the Ganga, means Ganga Tata. Oh, there's a kirtan bar. He's sitting on the bank of Ganga singing Goranga Leela kirtan. You know, there's some Aparan Leela coming back along the Ganga or whatever, Porvan Leela. No, it's the Ganga. What's that? What's the sound of that kirtan going on at the Ganga? And you go there, it's the Ganga itself. Amazing. Or I go to the Jamuna or whatever. Go to Radhika. No, don't go to Radhika. Can't play over there. Go in your swimming pool or whatever. Sometimes this art of Udaka Vadya is said to be playing different pots filled with varying levels of water to produce melodious tunes. That's very obvious. You know, even take some stainless steel cups and fill them with the ding dong ding dong ding dong dong ding dong. That's 13, 14. Chitra Yoga. The art of, that means obviously Chitra arts. Art of trimming, decorating, hanging pictures. Malya Gratana Vikalp. The art of stringing necklaces and wearing flower garlands for various uses. Shekara Pita Yojan, the art of setting a crown upon the head, including turbans and topknots of flowers. So this is an art of how to set a crown upon the head. I remember in the early days, early means not that early, in 77, 80s or so, devotees would come to Vrindavan and they would buy these crowns called Bihari Mukut. These gold crowns with jari and little sequins and embroidery and beads, you know, the crowns. And Bihari Mukut is a little different type of Mukut that it's off-center. It's like a little square, like kind of a thing like this, and then there's a round part. And so you actually, the center of the crown, it's not how you put it on the head. You're supposed to put it, it actually sits on the head in such a way that this part's going like that. So devotees didn't know that. Because whenever they would buy a crown, the crowns usually go like this, and they go straight up, so they put right in the middle of the head. So I remember once in the temple, I don't know, L.A. or wherever, San Francisco, wherever it was, they put this Bihari crown, but they put it in the center, and it looked very strange. But no one knew, because we had no idea of this art, of this art of Shekara Pita Yojan, the art of sitting a crown upon the head. So Prabhupada came to the temple and he saw the crown. He said, Who's dressing like this? I said, so and so. He said, Prabhupada, what's wrong? The crown is off, it's not right. Put on Krishna's head properly. No, Prabhupada is in the center. No, this is called a Bihari Mukut. This is a very special Mukut from Vrindavan. It's supposed to be a little like Tera, because Krishna's Tera. He's not like this. So then Prabhupada showed them, because Prabhupada knows all these arts. So he showed them, it goes like this. So then they went like that. So it was a very sweet anecdote, the Bihari Mukut. You know that one? No, you don't know. So this is the 17th one. Oh, excuse me. Shekhara Pita Yojan, the art of setting a crown upon the head, including pagari, turbans, and top knots of flowers. Nepatya Yoga, 17. The art of putting on costumes in the dressing room for theatrical performances. Krishna includes scenic stage arrangements, so making the backdrops and the scenes. So the Manjris, Krishna is enacting dramatic performances all the time. And his whole life is a drama. Leela means drama, Leela drama. It's full of emotions and feelings and people and all. That's what drama is about, action, scenes. So Krishna's, the Manjris and Sakis are regularly performing this art of Nepatya Yoga because the art of putting on costumes. And Gopal Champu, it describes 20 different costumes that Krishna wears in order to meet Radharani secretly in her own house. They dress Krishna as a yogi with Rudraksha beads and tiger skin and top knot and din-din drum or whatever. What do they call din-din? Din-din? What do you call it? Tamburu. Damru. Damru. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. And then Trishul and all these things. So he looks like Shiva. And then they dress him like a barber, female barber, or they dress him like a bangle seller, whatever they call it. What's that called? Bangle seller. Menga. Maniyar. Whatever, Maniyar. And they, all these different costumes, the Manjris have to disguise Krishna. Mostly ladies, different kinds of ladies. They're listed in our shastras. So Krishna, these are all dramas that Krishna is doing to win Radharani's favor or simply to meet her. What about the classic one? In Chamatkara Chandrika by Vishnu Chakravarti, it says Krishna disguises his Abhimanyu. That's the ultimate. Just like sometimes Indra once disguised himself as Gautam Rishi. Gautam Rishi's wife was Ahilya? I think Ahilya. And so she is very beautiful. One of the great goddesses of chastity, Gautam Rishi's Sati, Patni. So Indra was lusty, as usual. So then he disguised himself as Gautam Rishi. I believe it was Ahilya. And then he enjoyed with that wife of the Rishi, looking just like him, you know, changing his form. So the lady, the wife, she understood that somehow this isn't really my husband. And then she cursed. She was a very powerful, chaste lady. So she cursed, or maybe Gautam, either one of the two. Gautam, I think. Gautam, when Gautam came back and she admitted what had happened, that this Indra did this. So then I think he cursed him and then he got these problems, as everyone knows. So there's an example of someone changing their form. So the Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in Chamatkara Chandrika, a classic humorous description of his, he describes how Krishna disguises his Abhimanyu, Radharani's so-called husband. And it's a fantastic story. You can read it. So that's a costume for to enact a drama, because Jatila was prohibiting Radharani from coming out of the house to meet Krishna as per usual Surya Puja, because she was very angry because some elderly Sakis reported that they thought that they saw Radharani with Krishna somewhere in Radhakund. So she was punishing her Radharani, her daughter-in-law, by locking her in the house. So that's very bad. So Krishna said, well, I'll just become Abhimanyu. So then, actually, the story is that he does that in another story, but the story in Chamakari Chandrika is he ends up disguising himself as Abhimanyu, but the reason is something else. It's in the case he got, they were in the Kunja there. It's a long story. So this is one of the arts. Karna Patra Bhanga, the art of decorating the earlobe with flower or leaf ornaments and painting ornamental figures. Suganda Yukti, the art of preparing and applying aromatics and perfume cosmetics of various kinds, includes sprinkling sandalwood pulp and water to produce a nice fragrance. Nowadays you buy these sprays with fragrance and spray around like this, that. It's something like that. Number 20 is Bhushana Yojan, the art of beautifying the body and limbs with specialized types of ornaments and jewelry. It's amazing. 21, Indrajal, the art of presenting stage music, illusions, and jugglery. 22, Kochumara Yoga, the art of preparing various disguises. 23, Hasta Lagava, the art of sleight of hand. Now you see it, now you don't. Chitra Shakapupa Bhakshavikara Kriya, the art of preparing varieties of salad, bread, cake, cake and delicious food. Sounds a little westernized. Panaka Rasa Ragasava Yojan, the art of Ragasava, Rasa Rag, the art of preparing nectar drinks and tinging draughts with red color. 26. Suchi Vaya Karma, the art of needleworks, weaving, embroidery, and tailoring. So there's a whole tailor shop up there, and the mantris are, you know, sewing and embroidering and making deity outfits. Like people in Vrindavan are making deity outfits. Well, there they're not deity outfits. They're not deity outfits either. They're Shringar and Poshak for directly Sakshat Sham and Radharani. The same as going there. Suchi Vaya Karma, the art of needleworks, weaving, embroidering, and tailoring. 27, Sutra Krita, the art of manipulating puppets with strings. Sometimes the Manjaris, they do puppet shows for Radha and Krishna to entertain them. Because then they come in Radhakund. We heard a very nice description of all these things, very personal way. That when Radha and Krishna come to Radhakund, then sometimes the Manjaris, they enact a play, the Sakis and Manjaris, and say, we want to present a play to you. So then they do a play they perform for Radha and Krishna's pleasure, or they do a puppet show. This is a Sakis do all these things, all the 64 arts. So there's plenty, I mean, and you may only do one of them, but the Sakis actually know all of them. And we heard from Vrindavan Mahimamrita, where Shripad Prabhupada Saraswati is saying, well, how did they learn all these things? How do the Manjaris, the sadhana siddha Manjaris, how do they learn? It says, Sri Ishwari, Sri Ishri Shikshit Atesha. They learn Radharani directly, Sri Ishri Radharani. She teaches the Manjaris all these arts, directly herself or through her Astasakis. Veena Damuraka Vadya, the art of playing on Veena and Damru. So the Manjaris, this is one of the arts. The Manjaris are playing Shiva's Damru. Ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta. Must be in the Rasa dance. Especially, you can imagine, when do the Manjaris play the Damru? When do they play Damru in Rasa dance? And there's different dances in Rasa dance. There's Halisaka, there's Lasya Nritya, Halisaka Nritya, Chalik Nritya, and then there's Tandava Nritya. There's 5-6 different dances they do. Gopis alone, Radha and Krishna, then all different types. They're describing Govinda Lila Amrita and other Rasa Granths and Lila Granths. So Tandav Nritya, that's Lord Shiva is famous for that at the time of Pralaya, destroying the universe, the dance of destruction, the wild dance of destruction. And Shiva expands his 11 Rudras. They all have their planets and are waiting for that performance. They're just waiting on their planets, and Shiva calls them, now! And they all come and dance and kick it all down and destroy the universe, Pralaya. So that's Tandava Nritya and his famous sculptures and paintings of Shivji and Tandava. So that's a male dance. That's where Krishna takes the front stage and all the gopis. So at that time, Krishna's doing the Tandava, which is a very vigorous and almost wild type of dance, but it's a dance. Then the Manjaris are playing Damru. Ta-ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta-ta. Because it's Shiva's dance. Ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta. So even if you're a Shaivite, Shaivite, so many Indians are Shiva worshippers, and you come to Krishna consciousness, you don't have to leave your Damru behind. keep practicing. when you go to Golok Prapti, Golok Vrindavan Prapti, then you can play your Damru there. See, we can dovetail everything in Krishna's service. Maybe you can bring your Trishul also. If Krishna tries to force his way into the kunj and Radharani doesn't, hey! Because the Manjaris are there guarding. Sometimes he's, hey, stop! Pravesh Nehoga. Kone? Shamsundar. No, we don't know. Prasanna non grata. You're not allowed. Prasanna non grata. That's a term. This person is not appreciated. So, this is also used in English language also, this term. So they don't deny him. So then he has to beg the Mandris and go out somewhere and meet someone and say, listen, Lalita won't let me in. Vishakha's there. Maybe they have Trishuls, I don't know. But Lalita doesn't need a Trishul because her very being is like, just she stands there and she's like, Mahadev. She's like Kali Bhairav. I mean, she's so fierce. What to speak when she speaks? I mean, can't compare her to Kali Bhairav. But she's like an impenetrable fortress of resistance. An impenetrable fortress of resistance to Shamsundar when he tries to enter the kunj when he's not welcome or wanted by Radhaju. So then, and he starts to come, hey! You know who I am? I'm Lalita. And you know about me from before. If you take one step forward, you're going to be bombarded with a barrage of such words that your tender little ears cannot bear to hear. And your soft little heart will crack in two and you'll go crying home to your mother. So don't take a step forward. This is Lalita. Even as described by Das Goswami in Vrajavilastav, that Radharani is Lalita Bhiti Manini. Lalita Bhiti Manini. That Radharani enters Man out of Bhiti, Bhayam, fear of Lalita. Why? You're going to meet with him? No, don't. Just go into Man. Don't meet. Yes. I don't want. Lalita Bhiti Manini. Like Man Mandir, Barsaname. Man Mandir. Manini Radha, Manini Radha. No. Now, puppet shows, playing Damru, Veena, Prahelika. Prahelika means art of making and solving riddles. That's very nice, and you see that in Govinda Lilamrita. Radha and Krishna are speaking riddles to each other. And Madhyan Lila Radhakun. And this is 29A, it's a subdivision. Pratimala, the art of reciting verse for verse as a trial for memory or skill. So sometimes one gopi says, listen, I want to test your memory. One mandri says, tell me Gita Govind. Tell me Gopi Gita. Jayati te dikam janmana braja. 9.3, second verse, teen para, doshe. Acha? He said, ah, shri, Oh, I'm sorry. So they have to learn this, pratimala, the art of reciting verse for verse as a trial. Yep, there's a test, an examination for the memory or skill. Durvachaka yoga. The art of skillfully uttering tongue twisters that are difficult for others to repeat. You know, tongue twister? Like you say, Mrs. Mouse jumped on a moose. Mrs. Mouse jumped on a moose and was missed for most of the night. So you try to say it a bit, Mrs. Mouse, Moose, whatever. I don't know. But you know what this is? In Hindi, they have such a thing? Yeah, tongue twisters, yeah. Or you say something where if you say it fast, you can say it slowly like this and say, okay, now a little faster. And some tongue twisters are so amazing that if you say it fast, it comes out to mean something else. Like if you can set up a tongue twister a group of words which you say slowly. Like you might say, Mr. Smith is a nice person. But then if you say it fast, it says, it actually has a different meaning. Right? Tongue twisters. So if you say it fast, it comes out, you know, Mr. Smith is a bum or something. Is it right? So it can sound like be a positive statement, then you say it fast, it becomes negative. Is it right? Anyway, this tongue twister. Maybe you're not much knowing all these things, but these are existing. Do you understand? Do you have it in Spanish? Oh, very. This is all culture. See, these things are in India, and we had when we were young also. I can't remember. It was a very simple little one we used to have as a child. All the kids would know that Mrs. Smith, you know. Yeah, she, yeah, because it ends up you're saying SHR. You say, she sells seashells by the seashore. So it means some lady, some Adivasi, she goes along the Puri beach, the Tata, and she collects these funny little shells and conches and stuff that wash up on the beach, blue and green in some countries, very pretty. And then she sells them to the tourists and yatras, or yatri. She makes a necklace, and, oh, that's cute, and they wear it. So that's a child's tongue twister. She sells, it's like this. Anyway, it's a little mundane, but if you say it fast, when you say it fast, then it becomes like a bad word. Is that right? No, you just get tied up. You know, like, you don't know. Well, anyway, in Hindi they have also. How do you say tongue twisters in Hindi? that's a twist. That's a twister itself.
Maharaj, is that Narada Muni also use Rama?
Yeah, something like that. It was a trick, I would guess, because that Murghari the hunter, he was always doing Marana. Killing the deer and other animals and not killing them nicely, killing them halfway and enjoying their dying, pain of dying. So then, out of compassion, Narada Muni came there and said, you should not do this and you should purify your existence, otherwise you go to hell for millions of years. You should take Ram Nam. Ram, Ram, Ram. Is that right? Huh? Yeah, no, I know that. I know, but it's Ram. He said Ram. So then he said, I can't say that name. So he said, okay, then you're so much absorbed in killing poor animals viciously, then you chant Mara, 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 which means kill, kill, kill. So Mara, Mara, Mara became Rama. Mara, 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 Rama, Rama, Rama. It's not exactly a tongue twister, maybe. Anyway, it was a good ending. His tongue was twisted in such a way that he got liberation. That's a nice thing. So now it's pushtak. That's what it says. Skillfully uttering tongue twisters that are difficult for others to repeat. Like I gave that example. She sells seashells by the seashore. That's it. Anyway, there must be more transcendental type ones over there in the spiritual world. So now it's pushtak vachana, the art of clearly and quickly reading and reciting books, including techniques of chanting and intoning. 32. Natikakyaika darshana, the art of enacting short plays and anecdotes. 33. Kavya Samasya Puran, the art of completing verses after hearing only three lines. Like someone will say three lines, then you'll understand how to. Includes solving crossword puzzles and various puzzles. This is usually played at the risk of losing a stake or paying a penalty. So when you hear these type of arts, and you think that the mantris are sitting around and the sakis are sitting around sometimes when they're waiting to go out to meet Krishna in the evening time or in the morning. So then they tell tongue twisters to Radharani to comfort her mind, or they recite riddles, Or maybe they do crossword puzzles. They make up crossword puzzles. It's amazing. Because everything, all these arts and crafts originate there. Because we hear that Radharani teaches all the mantris and all, how to perform and render all these services. These are services. I said 9 services, and I said 16 services. Now we're up to 64 and so many branches. So these are all services rendered for the pleasure of Krishna, mainly, and also Radharani. Radharani teaches them all. Someone might ask a question, that how does this, who taught Radharani? Radharani is the origin of all these arts. She's the very origin. She's self-manifested, Swaprakash. Swaprakash Kalavati Radha. They're all manifested automatically in her. So I think I will maybe stop there because we're a little late. And we usually stop at 11:30, but we started late, so I extended a little longer. So I'll finish those arts tomorrow. And here's some more description of arts that give us the full picture of the dynamism of the spiritual world and our future destination and some birth. In other words, you can't be excited about visiting somewhere or about going somewhere on a vacation unless you hear about all the salient features, the intrinsic and extrinsic features and qualities of that exotic vacation spot that people are trying to encourage you to come to. So there's no more exotic place in the world than Sridham Vrindavan. And the seva of Radharani is so variegated, seva of Radhan Krishna. It's just, as you heard from this small sampling, it's an amazing world with an amazing variety of activities. And here is just a reflection. Even when we hear this list of only 33 of the 64 arts, we're amazed. We either never heard of such of art, and what to speak of, have any familiarity with it, or have we ever done it? And basically, they're all fun. It's all fun. It's all bliss. You know, seva is bliss. You see the entire in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's describing there about Nityananda Tattva, Lord Nityananda, Balaram Nityananda, Balaram Nitai, Nitai Balaram. So he says there, Krishna's Kaviraj, that Balaram, Krishna's first expansion, he's absorbed in bliss. He's absorbed, he's always, what bliss is that? The bliss generated from serving Krishna in so many forms, as Ananta Shesh and Krishna's bed and his chairs and everything, he expands. And a whole discussion about how much bliss and joy there is in seva. Seva is bliss. So all these different sevas that the mantris and sakis are rendering for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna, they produce such joy and ecstasy. They're fun to perform. They're sevas. They're for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna, for their happiness, satisfaction, entertainment. The sakis, mantris, they entertain Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna are entertaining each other. In fourth chapter of Adi Leela, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami explains about Radharani and Krishna. And Radharani is speaking herself, and she says, Krishna's happiness and bliss comes from enjoying me and having union with me. This is one shloka. But my greatest happiness comes from serving Krishna. It's very interesting. So Radharani, of course, is Aradhanam. She's the Paramal Radya Devi, the topmost worshipful personality, the greatest of greatest of greatest of devotees of Krishna, Radha, Radhika, Radharani. And she's saying, I find more bliss in serving Krishna than in having amorous, intimate, erotic affairs with him or loving union. But Krishna... There's one verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it says, Kaishor Safala, Kunja Krita Art, or something like that. Kaishor Safala, Kunja Krita Rasa Milan, or something, where it says that The fruit, Krishna, Krishna experiences the fruit of his youth by enjoying Krita, Kunja Krita, by enjoying erotic pastimes with Radharani in the bushes of Braj. There's a verse there in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and the Madhurya Leela, Madhura Rati, that Kaishora Safalam, that the Kaishora, the fruit of his Navayovanam, his youthful age of 15 years old. What is the purpose of his youth? It's the Krita, Rasa Krita, to enjoy with Radharani in the bowers of Vrindavan. But Radharani's finding so much bliss and seva. I was thinking of this point that we were going to discuss, and I came up with a small quote comparing this, and I think I may put it on the net soon. It would be called Enjoyment versus Service. So material sense gratification is enjoyable. Eating. Material sense gratification is enjoyable, but it ends in misery, death, and rebirth. Serving Radha and Krishna is also enjoyable, and it ends in bliss, liberation, and the eternal service of Radha and Krishna. I think material sense gratification, you can't deny it's enjoyable to sit down and have Radha Shamsundar's Mahaprasadam. Radhamata's Mahaprasadam. We do, you know, we taste, we enjoy. Bhakti means also enjoying in relation to Krishna. So this is the point that the mantris, they're like Radharani, taking the cue from her, they're absorbed in serving Krishna and absorbed in serving Radharani in so many amazing varieties of ways. Just to give you kind of an idea from some of the classes that we're attending here in Radhakund, there was a lot of description about, of course, it's about Manjri Tattva and Sevas and things. So the some of these 64 arts, and they're expert in all the Kalagyas, you know, knowing all the arts. Dancing, singing, playing musical instruments, Veena, Mridanga, they're all the, every Manjri is Sangeet Visharad. He knows varieties of art, all the varieties of arts and many more. All the varieties of arts existing in the material and spiritual world, the mantris know them all. They're expert, they know all the ragas and all the raganis, which they know all the ragas and raganis which are not even capable of being produced by the veena. They can sing them. And cooking, because this is some classes we're having with some very advanced devotees that are absorbed in this type of meditation of this Nitya Leela and Nitya Sevas of Radha and Krishna. So the cooking, the mantris can cook every single imaginable item. They can make pickles and they can, and then he says, dress in cloth. They're expert at making lehenga and color, and they're expert at color combinations, design and sewing dresses and making any type of beautiful dresses. They're expert at making pots and pans. They actually have shops up there where they're making, you know, pots and pans and also making furniture. So they have a whole, you know, whatever. They're cutting and making chairs and couches and all things for Radharani's palace. Not only there's the natural furniture, it's not really furniture, but the natural accoutrements of the Kunja Leela in the bowers. They're making flower beds, but in their palaces. Krishna lives in a palace. He doesn't lie on the floor. they're expert in all these things. The mantris are expert at in creating everything and anything. The mantris are expert in crafting and creating everything and anything needed for the leelas and happiness of Radha and Krishna. These are notes I'm taking. It's very wonderful. And the mantris are expert in training male, you know, mrigu, you know, morga, cocks, you know, it's called cockfighting. Can you imagine mantris? They take these wild roosters, these wild morga, these jungle morgas, very ferocious type, and then they train them to fight each other, and then they invite Radharani and Krishna to come for a cockfight. Like kings, you hear about the kings of the Middle Ages. Even the Middle Ages, they would do these things, and they would gamble. Which I think that black rooster is going to beat up that red one or whatever. The different colors roosters they have. So they would bet or whatever. So they're expert. So some mandris, and then they're expert at training birds at various birds to fight. The mandris are expert in climbing trees. Because not only the coward boys climb trees, but also the mandris, because they have to climb up there and get kandama flowers for Radharani's garlands and Krishna's garlands. They're expert in swinging. They're expert in designing gold ornaments and jewelry, and vidyabhasha, and pashu, pakshi. And vidyabhasha, bhasha. They know the language. They know how to speak to all the deer and the birds and the cows. They know how to speak to everyone. They're expert in all the arts. They know math. They're expert in math because they have to do accounting for Radharani's accounting, you know. Listen, we sold 72 pots of yogurt. We sold 72 pots of yogurt, 14 pots of butter, and 16 pots of milk. And we traded that for so many bangles. So there has to be some accountant. There's some CPA. You know, you're down here and you graduate from IIT with CPA degree or whatever. So you can be a Radharani CPA. What does your seva? I'm Radharani's certified public accountant. So they know math and painting. They're expert in all the arts of painting, painting jewels. Like they take jewels and they paint them, and dyeing them. They can dye jewels. They would make a lot of money nowadays. You take some cheap sapphire and you dye it dark blue and sell it for a lot of money. That's going on now. They're expert in all branches of knowledge. They're expert in transcendental love meetings and sports and messengers, duti abhisara. And they're expert in speech and debate. They're very expert in speech and debate and how to conquer opposing arguments from other sakis, whatever. They know all the Vedas and they can discuss difficult philosophical points. They're very expert in decorating beds with flowers and leaves. So this is just some little view of the 64. There's more actually. It's very interesting to hear all this. They're very expert in cooking. They know how to make papadams and rotis and every item. And remember, up there, there's no machines. He makes this nice point. They can make curry and cutty and all these things, but there's no machinery of any type. All the preparations are made with hands and heart. They can make misty, sweet things and namkeen. Everything is made perfectly, perfectly shaped, perfectly spiced, perfectly salted, perfectly cooked, and it's the sweetest, and prepared and served perfectly. The mandris are expert at making any kind of taste and any kind of combination of tastes, and varieties of drinks and juices with different colors, different kind of flavors, different colors, different tastes. They can make fermented drinks. They can make heating drinks for the winter and cooling drinks for the summer. They make invigorating drinks when the divine couple are fatigued after rasa dance. They also know how to make invigorating drinks, which like aphrodisiacs. And they know how to make rejuvenating drinks like tonics when you're tired. And they know how to make relaxing drinks. It's a lot of drinks. And they know how to make the four ways of relishing food, drinking, chewing, sucking, swallowing, and they know how to make all foods of all these different ways and forms, and they know exactly how to serve these foods at the suitable time, when it's time for a chewy food, and when it's time for a drink, and when it's time for a crunchy food, or this or that, or in this swallowing type food. The mandris are expert at offering the appropriate cloth, jewelry, flowers, buds, flowers, etc. at the right moment. They're expert in serving healthy pastes. You won't see these in these descriptions. The mandris are expert at serving various healthy pastes, which are called avaleha, which are Ayurvedic medicines mixed with honey and different things to make a paste, and you lick these medicines. It's like Chyawanprash or others. So the mandris make Chyawanprash and other types of paste for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. In the wintertime, they need some extra vitamins and some extra power. So, they're practicing. And they're expert at sewing all types of outfits. They're expert at making pillowcases and bedspreads and curtains and all kinds of quality embroidered cloth and jewels with silk and cotton and any type of material. They actually manufacture their own cloth. They harvest the cotton and they produce their own cotton and they produce their own silk. After producing their own silk and sari, then they sew it by hand. It's a real village industry up there. I made a joke. I said to Baba, I said, the teacher, I said, so the Mantris have some furniture factory up there? And he said, yeah, I'd like that. And they're experts at puppet shows and marionettes. And the Mantris make them perform dances and dramas and puppet shows for the pleasure and entertainment of Radha and Krishna. What will happen, for example, everyone will gather together in a kunja, or in Srimati Radharani's home, because that's like friendly territory, because there's a royal theater. There's a royal theater there in Nanda Baba's palace where Krishna goes every evening, hears recitations and sees acrobats and drama performances. It's described in Govinda Lilamrita. Prishabhano has a smaller one, because he's not so rich, but he has a smaller theater. So then Radharani says, listen, Baba, all the Sakis are coming. We're going to have a play. The Mantris and Sakis are going to put on a play tonight at about 8 o'clock, 8:30 after dinner. Invite Chandrabhanu and all your brothers, and everyone can come and see the Saki Mantris perform. Nice. So then Radharani sits there in the honored seat and fought with her father, and Sridham and Ananga come. They all come because they're staying there from Yavat for 3 months. Radharani, Ananga Mantri, her sister from Yavat. And they watch every night, they have these nice performances. Some nights it's a puppet show, some nights it's marionettes, some nights the drama, or one Sakhi or Mantri will dress up as Ravana, another Sakhi will dress up as Ram, they'll do Ram Leela. Sita! You know. And Radharani says, wow, this is Ram Leela. You know. So then, and especially do all leelas like that because it's an udipan. It's a stimulant or excitant to get Radharani in the mood of meeting Krishna. Oh my, Krishna is so heroic. Oh my, Krishna is so powerful. He has so much viraras. And in an hour or so from now, we'll meet him in the kunjas. It's all, everything's connected. Or Nisringa Leela. So they enact Nisringa. One Mantri, Sakhi, dresses as Nisringadev. Another is Haranyakashipu. Another one is Prahlad. And they're in Radharani's palace in Barsana. And then Haranyakashipu says, Prahlad, where's your lord? Father, God is everywhere. God is he's in your heart. If you turn to him and surrender to him, your life will be perfect. Be quiet! Where's your lord? He's everywhere. He's in the sky. He's hearing your prayers. Why don't you pray to him? Ah, be quiet! He's everywhere. Is he in this pillar, you stupid? Yeah. Let's see. Then, so they do this whole thing, the Nisringa Leela. So then Radharani's saying, yes, this Nisringadev is Krishna, and this Haranyakasipu is Abhimanyu. Radha, Radhiki, Jai. Because you identify with the characters in the movie. Oh, I'm the hero, and I'm with this, you know, Ram the heroine, right? So Rami says, yes. Very good. Very, very good. Nisringa Bhagavan ki jai. Saki Natya ki jai. So this is the real world. So Radha and Krishna, all the Sakis are sitting in a kunja and with Krishna getting entertained, or in Srimati Radharani's home. So Radharani's Sakhi Mantris, they can manufacture and play any and all kind of musical instruments. They make their own veenas, they make their own flutes, they make their own tamburas and sarod or whatever, everything they make themselves, and then they play them. And then this is a very special art they have. Very good ear. Like someone says, oh, she has a white thumb. White thumb means good with flour. She's a good cook. Oh, he has a green thumb. Green thumb means plants. He can make good mali. Makes nice. He's very good. He takes anything, makes nice. He my friend grows tulsi. Oh, it's like this. I grow tulsi. He's all. So because he's expert in this, he has this bob, this knowledge. So the mandris are, their ears, the mandris' ears are perfectly attuned, because you won't find these, perfectly attuned to every sound of the Braja Gopis and Radha and Krishna's singing, their instruments they're playing, and the ornaments on their body, Nupura, Kinkini, ankle bells, waist bells, and the sound of their bangles and waist bells and ankle bells. Their ears are perfect. Therefore, the mandris can be perfect orchestra conductors. So the mandris are playing their musical instrument during rasa dance, for example, and they're listening. They're listening to Krishna's flute and Radharani's veena and other sakhi's veenas, and then they're listening to Radharani's waist bells and Krishna's waist bells and Radharani's ankle bells and Krishna's ankle bells and Radharani's bangles and Krishna's makara kundala chingling, like ding ding, like this shaking. And then they're just listening like this, like some expert conductor in orchestra. Okay, now violins. No, 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 no. And then timpani drums or dundumbi, you say, dundumbi. Boom, 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 like this. Then someone's, oh, you're out, you know, because, ee, you know, he goes, ding, 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 ding. Plays right. So then the mandris, they're listening. Oh, hey. So one fine note is off. And they're trying, why? Now the concert is not going, some imperfection. And before Radharani can recognize her Krishna, because they're so absorbed in the bhava of each other and dancing and bliss of ras, then they realize, oh, one of the ankle bells from Radharani's Nupura, her ankle bells, has fallen off. And then they quickly go there, or they give some indication to Shyam, ankle bell. And then he's dancing, and he sees that ankle bell, then he very expertly, or they come, because the mandri is at Sakhi's, also into the rasa dance. So then they for seva. So they come, and they pick up that ankle bell, and Radharani's dancing, they're dancing with her, and they put the ankle bell back on. And then again, da-da-da-da, and everything goes smooth. Everything is vibrating harmoniously and sweetly together. This is a very good musical ear. Like some people, they say, oh, how do you know music so well? Did you study Sa Re Ga Pa, all this? No, I don't know. I just pick up, I play. I play by ear. Have you ever heard this? You know, good. They play by ear. They can hear. Here's just like some people are good cooks. So they taste something. Oh, that's this, that. Then they go in and they can make it without any recipe book. I know people like that. There's one bhakti that came from the West visiting here in India. They stayed for some years back in the 90s. And they never had these Indian sweets before, but they had some talent for cooking naturally. So they would take burfi or whatever, and then they would eat it first time. Then they would go in and make it. And they would give it to me to offer to Giraj. It was like pakka, first, exact. Rasgulla, burfi, everything. How is it possible? Who can say? And it's special arts. So this is the mandri's ears. And we heard about riddles. Oh, no, they're... If one waist bell falls off, for example, only the mandris will know this, not the sakis, not Radharani, not Krishna, only the mandris, because the mandris, the sakis and Radharani and Krishna, they're just dancing and enjoying the bliss of looking at each other and feeling each other's hearts and expressing so much love and their mudras and their dances and their glances. They're just all this intimate, sweet, most sweetest Madhurya love exchange in the rasa dance of Krishna, the epitome of his pastimes, the greatest joy and ecstasy in rasa mandal. So these small details of the, you know, some musical note is off, but the mandris, they're that conductor. They're that. That's when they were trying to find the word. I said they're perfect orchestra conductors. That was my gave that phrase. So they know, only the mandris know, and they instantly pick it up and replace it or repair it to keep the music and the concert performing, perfectly progressing and performing. And the riddles, the hidden meaning of very hard to guess, Prahali, and very hard to guess they can understand. Sometimes they speak and sometimes they're silent, outer and inner meanings. Here's an example of Prahali, or riddles. Nisha Lila, at nighttime, Ratri Lila, just before the Rasa dance, Radha and Krishna are sitting on a Vedi near the Yamuna, and Krishna says to Radharani, this is a Prahali, a riddle, Hey Priye, who is full of pran? Who is full of pran, yet sometimes without pran, and who attracts all living entities and all creation? And who has a body, whose body has nine gates? Your body has nine gates, Navadwaram. Yeshariram, Navadwaram. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or whatever. 8, 9, right? 9 holes in the body. So that's all, so that, so you're thinking what Krishna says, this is a Prahali, a riddle. Who has 9 gates? Well, everybody, all human beings. So you have to think. So Radharani says, here's the answer Radharani cleverly gives, because she's expert. She's the origin of this art of Prahali Kala. She says, the one, who is that you're speaking of? You're speaking of the one who gives the gift of your kiss, your katani. Katani, something like that. Your katani. Your flute. Because Krishna says, who is full of pran and sometimes without pran? And who attracts all living entities of all creation, and who has a body of 9 gates? So that's the Vamshi. Vamshi has 9 holes, and he attracts all living entities in creation. And he's sometimes full of pran when he's being played by Prananath Sri Krishna, and sometimes when he's silent, there's no pran. So Radharani says, oh, who is that? That's the one who gives the gift of your... Who gives the gift of your kiss? That's the one who gets the gift of your kisses. So now Radharani says, "Okay, Sham, see if you can solve my riddle, my Prahali. Now you answer my Prahali. Who is attracted to you? Who is attracted to you, and who faints?" While doing it, so it says, and who, these are rough notes, and who created the music scale Sa Re Ga Ma? So there's like 3 things in it. So first you think, who's attracting me? All the psychics. Well, no, but who faint? So this is what Radharani said. Now Krishna saw me, who is attracted to you? And faints while doing it. So he might think, well, that's one particular gopi. She's very attracted to me, but then when we're together, she sometimes swoons in ecstasy and faints. But she didn't create the music scale, Sa Re Ga Ma Pa. So this is very, who is this? So then Krishna says, that's your Veena. And it accompanies my Veena. So apparently, so here it's a look at it. She says, who is attracted to you? And that's the Veena. And who faints while doing it? It's the Veena. Because fainting means you go down, right? So when you play the Veena, you go up the scale and you go down, you go up and down. So fainting means fading of notes. Anyway, these are riddles. So creating and solving riddles. In order to do this, one needs lots of knowledge, and the mantris are expert at this, because you have to know everything. You have to know music, you have to know everything. Statues. The mantris are expert at making murtis or pratima from any substance. They can make murtis from jewels, from wood, etc. They're made... They can make the form of Krishna, and they're expert in this knowledge. They're expert in reproducing the bhav of the individual in the murti, in the pratima. So, for example, in the Nikunjas, they decorate Radha and Krishna's different leelas with sculptures of birds. And then, for example, Yogamaya helps them. In Rangadevi's golden kunja in Radhakund, sometimes Yogamaya helps them, because when they make a sculpture, it's not only the murti of the person, but it has the bhav. And sometimes you see people make murtis of Prabhupada, different people, and you look at it and say, oh, that's not Prabhupada. I mean, I say, you know, devotees that know him. Say, oh, no, he doesn't look like that, and I don't feel Prabhupada's there. But some murtis you look and say, oh, Prabhupada's there. So the mantris are expert. So there's an example that in this kunj, the mantris, they in this one kunja, they made many golden murtis of Radharani. Golden murtis, you know, golden deities of Radharani. So then the mantris and sakis are playing with Krishna. They say, where is Radharani today? Oh, she's in Rangadevi's kunj. Then Krishna goes there and, oh, Radharani, where are you? There's so many Radharanis here. So they say, oh, are these statues or these murtis? Or which? They all look so alive. And I see Radharani's bhav. Each one has Radharani's mahabhav and her smile and her eyes. But only one of them can be my Radharani. Which one is it? Oh, it's this one. So then he goes up and embraces Radharani. Oh, this is some metal statue. This is a metal statue. Ah, oh, what a fool I am. And Radharani's looking. She's giggling, she's laughing. Oh, you stupid, you don't know. You don't even know me, you got that close. So then he's oh, I, and he's speaking to himself, and Radharani's listening. Because when you're alone, you think, well, no one. So wait a minute, you know. How is it? I'm Sarvagya. I'm all knowing. I'm Sarvagya. I'm all knowing. Now I'm Vimugda. You know, these simultaneous qualities are there in Bhagavan. He's Sarvagya and Vimugda. He's all knowing, but he sometimes becomes bewildered and overwhelmed by his own energy. Krishna's in Dwarka, Dwarkadish. He's in his palace. And he looks down, and there's so many pools and fountains inside the palace. And he sits there and he's looking there, maybe some tropical fish moving around in there for his pleasure. And he sees his reflection, like in Darpan. Krishna looks, oh, who is that man in the water? Who is this most beautiful, handsome person? And then he calls Rukmini. Rukmini, look, there's some very handsome man under the water, inside the water. Who is this? She's you. It's you. No, it's not me. It's so much more handsome than me. I never seen someone so handsome. Even I'm feeling attracted. This is the power of the all attractive Krishna. He's so attractive he attracts even himself. So then finally, of course, you know, Krishna discovered after several false attempts, he found the real Radharani. So this is the expertise of the mantris. That gives you a little more. I couldn't resist sharing those notes. It's such a nice insider's look inside the reality of Krishna's eternal Nityalila. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Shyam.